Okay. So, on behalf of myself and everyone, I apologize for any offenses given to anybody. It's very difficult to talk about any of these things without stepping on toes. And as I said, being misunderstood, not only in terms of the content, but also the intention of the things that we say. But I do believe that we need to make the effort. We need to make the effort to have these conversations. And yes, did you want to say more? No, you're just okay.
You said, are you looking at me?
No, I was looking past you. I was looking past you. But if you'd like to say something, you're welcome too. Okay. Yes.
Are you writing a book on this? Is the book you're writing? I want to buy it if you're writing a book.
No, I think much better equipped people are writing books. But anyway, what have you two got? What have you got? I keep thinking there's more somewhere. Yes, over here. There we go.
I was just curious, but I did see you put through a lot of notes. Were there any other just aspects for thought or questions to be included that you saw overlap from your constitutional government?
Well, I mean, the one thing that and we could probably talk about this for a long time, those that are inclined, but I do believe that there was a great deal of wisdom in how the founders put together the government under which we live. And I also firmly believe that our government's been hijacked. Whoops, that's an opinion. And, you know, Plato says opinion is the lowest form of knowledge. But nevertheless, it happens to be mine. And I feel like there are various ways in which it has been hijacked. One of those is through administrative law.
30,000 a year?
Where by executive fiat, a branch of government or a department or a some, whatever the terms are, of government can be created, which then has the authority to write its own regulations and rules. They're not called laws, but they have the effect of law. And they adjudicate their own disputes. Remember I mentioned one of the Federalist Papers, it's not right for a man to sit in judgment in his own case. Well, we actually have federal agencies that do that now. I mean, one is the IRS, but everybody knows that's powerful. So, but there are other ones where if you have a dispute with a regulation which they have promulgated, that they're the ones who get to tell you whether you're right or wrong to protest it.
The FCC is big that way.
Pardon me?
The Federal Communications, the FCC.
Yeah, well, there's tons of them. Yeah. There's tons of them. And I think, as you were indicating, thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of regulations are promulgated every year to the degree that there is no one who knows what all these things say. And I don't believe that's the kind of government that our Constitution calls for, and I don't believe it's the kind of government our Constitution allows, but that's where, as I was saying to my wife, I think, the other day, to have a president who says, in effect, well, not even in effect, if Congress won't do it, I will, then in a sense, what happens is the executive begins to ascend over the legislative power, and we pay the legislators to do nothing. Forgive me. Because they can't, you know, deal with this, people. This is why we elected you, right? And you're right. You do have to have your little cadre that puts it together for you to get you into office. It's a sad situation.
They won't get elected again.
It's a... Yeah.
If they do anything, they won't get elected.
And I think
that's why they don't.
In many cases, that's true, but in other cases, it's not, unfortunately. But like I said, I don't look to civil government for my satisfaction with life. Mm-hmm. The difficulty is because, although at times I'm a hermit, I'm actually not a hermit, and I do live in the world and I care about what happens to people. And so often, as I mentioned earlier, I'm extremely frustrated I'm terribly frustrated by the powerlessness that I feel in the face of the forces. The one thing the founders didn't foresee, but they actually did, was that a large population extended over a vast territory does not do well with this type of government. Because, and this was one of the arguments of the anti-federalists.
Thomas Jefferson.
That they wanted, pardon me?
It's Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, well maybe he said that too. But
he's the anti-federalist leader.
Okay. Okay, we could argue that, but we won't. Rather than adopt the new constitution, which had the creation of an executive and a legislative and a judiciary branch that would be over, in a certain sense, the state governments, that if there was a need for additional governmental powers, they should be given to the state governments. Because state governments, and it's, I was talking with my son, it's actually not true now, but in those days, state governments were more responsive to the citizenry because it's closer. It's easier to get to the state capital. The people that you elect to office are people that you might see around town. Of course, this isn't true anymore either.
It wasn't even true after Reconstruction.
Which is much later. But the point, and also, as some people like to point out, the founders had a very limited sense of who got to vote anyway. But but nevertheless, I do think that there are huge challenges to constitutionally limited government. But I do believe that it's in our best interest to try to support those limitations because I do believe that they provide us with the best opportunity for liberty, understood in Christian terms, the free exercise of our faith, which is not only in private but also in public, not only individually but corporately, which is not only in terms of doctrine but is also in terms of worship, and also in terms of being able to participate fully in the process, however mixed up and terrible it is, by which government is carried on in our country today. I think that we need to do that. I'm not running for office, thank you. I don't have any interest in that. If somebody does, God bless you. You might want to start at a lower level. But anyway, I think we should probably stop. And then if people want to stick around and talk, that's fine. There's so much more that we could say. That would be great, but I think I'm worn out. So,
thank you.
Anybody? Okay, let's say a prayer. I'm sorry. Did you?
Sure.
Okay. So, on behalf of Mother Abbess, thank you for coming. Vespers is at 5, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
You did.
All right. So we'll face the church again. And I would sing, except it's probably a different translation than everybody knows, so I won't sing.
Go ahead, that happens all the time.
But what are we? Did we thank God for our meal?
We did,
okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Father, bless.
Through the prayers of the Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen.